So now we invite Brother Jerry Wilkins to develop the theme, Imitate God in Your Family, Loving Others Loyally.
So what's left? We've talked about justice, we've talked about wisdom, we've talked about power. What's left? Just love. How do we talk about Jehovah's love? It's such a big subject. The scriptures tell us that Jehovah just doesn't have love or show love. Jehovah is love. And as you can tell from our theme, we're not just talking about love, but loving others loyally. So Jehovah shows something called loyal love. Now just think about that for a minute. Loyal love. So I am an insignificant, imperfect speck of dust in the universe. It's pretty small. The sovereign of the universe, the grand creator, looks at me, loves me, and has loyally attached himself to me and cares how I use my life and how it turns out. And he does that for you too, each of us. So that loyal love he expresses in many ways. Let's read one. Turn, please, to Jeremiah 31 and verse 3, and let's read an expression that he uses about it. Jeremiah 31 and verse 3. Jeremiah 31 and 3 says, "From far away, Jehovah appeared to me and said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. That is why I have drawn you to me with loyal love." Aren't we drawn to someone that shows love? Aren't we drawn to someone even more if they show loyal love? One way that Jehovah shows us loyal love is in the way he chooses to forget or remember things. It's an interesting concept, isn't it? The way Jehovah chooses to forget or remember. What does Jehovah choose to forget? If we are repentant, he chooses to forget our sins. Isn't that an interesting concept? Jehovah chooses to purge from his memory our sins. We might remember them for a long time, but Jehovah chooses to forget them. There are many examples in the scriptures of him choosing to forget terrible things. An example would be King David. Jehovah forgot what David did. What does Jehovah choose to remember? Turn with me, please, to Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. As we do that, try to think of one unrighteous thing Jehovah has ever done. It's unfathomable. It's unthinkable that Jehovah would ever do anything unrighteous. But look what he had inspired to be written in Hebrews 6 and verse 10. It says, "For God is not unrighteous so as to forget your work and the love you showed for his name by ministering and continuing to minister to the holy ones." So it's quite a guarantee, isn't it? Jehovah can't do anything unrighteous, but he considers it unrighteous if he would forget our good works. Therefore, he will never, ever forget our good works. He will always remember them. He will also remember his promise to reward those who are faithful, like the ones listed here. And our most precious hope, one of our most precious hopes, the resurrection hope, hinges completely on Jehovah's memory. Jehovah chooses to remember our dead loved ones, all those who have died, righteous and unrighteous. If Jehovah didn't have a limitless memory, how could he ever remember the faces, the names, the personalities, the hair color? So all of those things hinge on Jehovah's memory. Why does he choose to remember those things and forget others? Well, Jeremiah 31 and 3 told us. It's because of his loyal love. So how do we imitate that quality in the family? How do we lovingly attach ourselves, loyally attach ourselves to our family members and show them love willingly, as Jehovah does? Well, it takes conscious effort to remember some things and forget some things. That's conscious effort. But it's effort, it's good effort. It's well-spent time and effort. Because the things that we retain in our heart influence the way we show loyal love to our family and to Jehovah. So what we have in our heart, those memories, can really affect the people around us. Thankfully, Jehovah's given us some teaching guides that help us in controlling our memory and things we should control. Let's look at one. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, there's a list of things there that we'll go through that are like a memory guide. Things I should remember and things I should forget. So please turn there with me. Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Says, finally, brothers, whatever things are true, whatever things are of serious concern, whatever things are righteous, whatever things are chaste, whatever things are lovable, whatever things are well spoken of, whatever things are virtuous, and whatever things are praiseworthy, continue considering these things. The things that you learned, as well as accepted and heard and saw in connection with me, practice these, and the God of peace will be with you. Now notice the footnote for the word considering in verse 8 also says thinking about or meditating on. Now our meditation is a function of our memory. We read something and then we recall it. So we could read that as continue remembering these things. So let's look at them again and go through them a few at a time. So whatever things are true, of serious concern, chaste and lovable. What things are true? When I got married, I stood in front of an official and I said, I will. I do. I didn't say maybe. It doesn't have the same connotation, does it, when I say maybe? I said, I do. That was a promise. I said, yes, I love you and I want to be with you forever. That's something we need to remember. That's something true. When we make a promise to our children, it's not a maybe. We have to remember that we need to be true and keep our promises. Whatever things are of serious concern, is living in this old system and trying to raise a family of serious concern? Of course it is. How we deal with our mate, how we deal with the obligations we owe to our children are all of serious concern to us. The raising and disciplining of a family is not easy. So we have to use insight, which is also a function of the memory, and remember what influences are causing the actions that my family is showing right now. Is constant criticism or biting sarcasm something that Jehovah would use in this situation? Would Jehovah lose his temper with my children right now and use harsh criticism or biting sarcasm with them? Of course he wouldn't. Why? Because they're lovable, it says. Remember the things that are lovable. Some of the quirky little things, the idiosyncrasies of our family are actually quite lovable. Or they could be lovable if we let them be. What about chaste? In our marriage vows, we promised that we would be faithful to our mate in all things. So those four things we need to remember in our family. To be true, to take things in our family of serious concern, to be chaste, and remember that our family is lovable. Jehovah loves them. We need to be patient and kind with them, tender and compassionate, not harsh or using sarcasm. That way, families can find peace and unity. We can forgive one another for the little things that we do that rub us the wrong way. What about that one, consider the things that are righteous, whatever things are righteous? Well, as family heads, we have to remember Jehovah's righteous acts. Jehovah is a righteous God. Remember what Jehovah said in Hebrews 6 and 10, that he would never forget the good things that we do? That would be unrighteous on his part. It would be unrighteous on our part to forget the good that our family does. It would be also unrighteous on our part not to forgive them, to harbor a grudge for offenses that they might commit against us. How about those things there, the next ones? The things that are well spoken of, or virtuous, or praiseworthy. All around us in our congregation and in our family are those who've been loyal to Jehovah for years. Let's remember those ones who've demonstrated loyalty. Remember to show those ones hospitality and bring them into our home so our family can associate with them. And by that association, our family will grow spiritually. We have to remember those things that are virtuous and praiseworthy. Keep considering or keep remembering those things. What are some things we should forget? Well, let's read that same scripture by the use of antonyms. Finally, brothers, whatever things are false, whatever things are frivolous, whatever things are wrong, whatever things are immoral, whatever things are hateful, whatever things are poorly spoken of, whatever things are wicked, whatever things are worthy of blame, quit remembering those things. It's hard to do, isn't it? Because some of our memories are those things. Some of those unpleasant things that are stuck in our mind and our heart are based on those things, things that we've done in the past. Here's a key point from our talk this morning. Please, do not allow memories of past negative events ruin your present and future happiness. Let's read that again. Please do not allow the memory of negative past events to ruin your family's present and future happiness. In Jehovah's kingdom, all of those memories are going to go away. For now, in this old system, we just have to control them, not let them influence us. Then they'll all be pushed aside. They'll be gone, filled with better memories. So let's look forward to that. So let's, like a farmer, put our hands to the plow and look forward. Not backwards, because backwards we make a crooked furrow. Grab the handle of the plow and look forward. Set our minds and our hearts on kingdom interests and show loyal love to our families. So those who imitate Jehovah's loyal love have their record of activity in the safest place possible. And where is that? In Jehovah's limitless, perfect memory. So what valuable lessons did we learn in this symposium? Well, families can imitate Jehovah by, first of all, upholding his justice consistently in all dealings with other family members. We can use our resources wisely as faithful stewards in promoting kingdom work. By using our power responsibly, exerting our power responsibly, thus contributing to growth and stability. And by loyally showing love, by using our memory in a godly way. So the question on the back of your program is, why must family members imitate Jehovah's qualities when interacting with one another? The scripture is Jeremiah 31 and verse 3. The answer? Manifesting Jehovah's cardinal attributes promotes, first of all, a happy family life. Second of all, spiritual prosperity. Third, high morals. Fourth, peace. And fifth, a deeper relationship with Jehovah. So friends, let's do our best to imitate Jehovah's loyal love. And as we do, we'll enjoy the rewards of having a successful, strong, and happy family.
Well, thank you so much, brothers, and all of your participants for those very helpful suggestions and presentations.